friends, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I know that your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. Now, yesterday we started a beautiful lesson called The Chinese Nightingale. Well, yesterday we learned about a kind Chinese emperor, and of course he lived in China. Well, word got around that there was a little nightingale living in the forest, and this little bird sang beautifully. The emperor wanted to hear this little bird sing. Who wouldn't, right? If I were the emperor, I would want to hear the bird sing as well. Well, today we're going to find out what happens next. So try to answer the following questions. First question, what did the nightingale do for the emperor? It's a good question. And the second question is, what did the emperor do to the bird? Okay, friends, I know that you have your magazines, but make sure they are opened to today's lesson. And let's begin.
The Chinese Nightingale. At this, the nightingale agreed. The emperor and his court were all charmed by the beautiful concert. At the end of his concert, the nightingale said, "Now I must go home." "You may not go," said the emperor. "You must stay here and be my court singer." So the Lord Chamberlain caught the nightingale and put him into a cage. The nightingale refused to sing or eat. He laid down on the bottom of the cage, pretending to be dead.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 charm 这个动词。 Charm 是指使陶醉或吸引。例如 ,the audience was charmed by the lovely voices of the kids choir. 观众们被这个儿童诗班美妙的歌声给迷倒了。或者是 Professor Higgins charms his students with his expertise and humor. Higgins 教授用他的专业知识与幽默吸引他的学生。Charm 也可以当名词，意思就是指魅力或吸引力。例如 ,this cafe has a vintage charm that attracts many customers. 这家咖啡厅具有一种古朴的韵味，吸引了许多顾客。接下来我们看的是 pretend 这个动词。pretend 是指假装或伪装。课文中提到 pretend to be 后面加上形容词，意思是假装成某个样子。例如 ,Ashley pretends to be tough, but actually she's fragile inside.Ashley 假装自己很强悍，其实她的内心很脆弱。Pretend 后面也可以加上 that 子句，例如 Nathan pretended that he was okay, but he was deeply hurt by the tragic loss of his parents. Nathan 假装他一切无恙，但是他因为痛失双亲而非常伤心。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right. Well, at the end of yesterday's lesson, we learned how the emperor wanted the nightingale to come and sing for him. And what happens next, Rebecca?
Well, we learn right here in our lesson, at this, the nightingale agreed. That is, he agreed to come and sing for the emperor. The emperor and his court were all charmed by the beautiful concert. At the end of his concert, the nightingale said, "Now, I must go home." That makes sense. He sang beautifully, and now he wants to go home. Who wouldn't?
Exactly. Most performers feel this way, right? You finish your concert, you finish performing, and then you don't just hang around. You usually go home. Well, this is what the nightingale wanted to do, but we're going to find out that's not what the emperor wanted him to do. However, as you can see, and as these people heard, the nightingale really is a charming bird.
Well, we read here in our lesson, "You may not go," said the emperor. "You must stay here and be my court singer." That's dreadful. The little birdie wanted to go home, and the emperor refused to let him go. So what happened?
Okay, so the Lord Chamberlain, so this other guy in charge, caught the nightingale and put him into a cage. Okay, I know if you have a pet bird, you probably keep your bird in a cage. And that's fine. That's normal. But that's not what this Chinese nightingale wanted. Of course, he wanted to be free. He didn't want to be held captive. Especially, he didn't want to be like a prisoner kept in a cage.
Hey, Gabe, that's a great phrase, to hold someone captive.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about that phrase. And actually, that is what is happening to this little birdie. He's a free bird, and now the Lord Chamberlain took him, put him in a cage. So we could say that the Lord Chamberlain is keeping him captive or holding him captive.
Okay, so he's being held captive. The bird has been captured. Okay, you see the C-A-P right there? Captured. Now he's being held captive somewhere. He can't go somewhere. This makes me think of that movie, Tangled. Rebecca, did you ever see Tangled, the animated film about Rapunzel? Rapunzel, let down your hair!
Yes, actually, I like that movie a lot.
Yeah, okay, do you know what I'm talking about? So, the story of Rapunzel, this famous fairy tale, she is kept in a tower, and actually, you could say that she is held captive in that tower.
Ah, right? That's right, Gabe, that's an excellent example. Yes, indeed. Now, when I think about this phrase, to hold someone captive, it actually reminds me of the game Capture the Flag.
Oh.
Have you ever played Capture the Flag?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so as you know, there are two different teams, and if you're on one team and someone from the other team comes over to your side and you tag them, you actually will hold that person captive by putting them in prison.
Okay, so you're held captive until someone from your team can come and rescue you. All right, friends, let's continue here. This bird is held captive. The nightingale refused to sing or eat. He laid down on the bottom of the cage, pretending to be dead. Okay, so often this happens when someone is depressed. They will refuse to eat or do anything else that is usually fun for them. Like this poor little dog. I'm sure he usually likes to bark and wag his tail, and now he's pretending to be dead.
Yes, and we could actually say that that little doggy is playing dead, you know, to play dead. And that's actually a trick that a lot of owners like to teach their little dogs. They might say something like, boom, and then the dog will play dead.
Boom!
No, Gabe, I'm not a dog.
No, you're right about that.
Okay, but you know, to play dead is also a defense mechanism. It's a way that different animals protect themselves as well.
That's true. I think of the animal possum. It's kind of a small creature that looks like a rat, and often these creatures will play dead if they sense that some other animal is going to come and eat them. Or perhaps you've seen that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio called The Revenant. Leonardo DiCaprio played dead as this bear was crawling all over him. Do you remember that?
Ah, actually, I really don't. Well, anyway, this story is considered...
You didn't see the movie.
No, I didn't. Well, this story is considered a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. And the guys in the Info Cloud want to talk about fairy tales.
Yes, they do. Let's go to the Info Cloud.
All the fairy tales you and I grew up with, all the classics we know and love, are actually not in their original form.
Right. Cinderella, Snow White, Little Red Riding Hood, and even The Little Mermaid began as stories not so much for children, but for adults.
As such, their plots were darker and more terrifying than the modern versions of today. For instance, in Cinderella, the mean stepsisters used a knife to cut off their toes and heels so their feet would fit inside the glass slipper.
That's horrific. You know, for centuries, fairy tales were kept alive through oral tradition. Then people began writing them down. In 19th century Germany, the Brothers Grimm published a collection of popular fairy tales.
But to make the stories more children-friendly, the brothers scrubbed away a lot of the bizarre, disturbing plot twists, like the part in Snow White where the evil queen was forced to dance wearing iron shoes that had been cooking in a fire.
Oh, wow. Okay, later, Walt Disney gave fairy tales yet another cleansing. This gave rise to the term Disneyfication, which means taking something real or unsettling and transforming it into something sentimental and safe.
很多我们熟悉的童话故事，像 Snow White 白雪公主、Cinderella 灰姑娘、Little Red Riding Hood 小红帽，原本并不是童话故事，而是借由 oral tradition 口头叙述的传统，一代一代传下来的。那其实是大人之间讲的故事，因此呢，这些故事原本的版本也是充满的晦暗恐怖的情节。例如灰姑娘那两位心地不好的姐姐，为了使自己穿上那只水晶鞋，还用刀把自己的脚趾跟脚跟切掉。到了19世纪，德国的 Brothers Grimm 格林兄弟将这些故事改编出版成为童话故事，当然很多怪诞恐怖的情节也就被移除了。到了20世纪， Walt Disney 华特迪士尼又再次的将许多不好的儿童不宜的成分拿掉，他的这种处理方式后来成为一个专有名词 Disneyfication， 就是迪士尼化，也就是将一样真实令人不安的东西包装为一个安全的东西，再赋予人类的情感。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次请您再见。
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are in the middle of a lesson called the Chinese Nightingale. Now, we already learned that this Chinese Nightingale can sing beautifully. As a matter of fact, he just put on a concert for the Emperor. And the Emperor was so impressed that he decided that he wanted to keep this little bird. But what did the little bird want to do? Of course,the bird wanted to be free, but the emperor refused to let the bird go. What is going to happen next? I guess we're just going to have to continue with our reading to find out.
The Chinese Nightingale. When a servant opened the cage to check on him, he flew out of the cage.He continued flying all the way back to the woods. The emperor missed the singing and demanded a replacement. So craftsmen made a toy bird, but it wasn't the same. It had to be wound up, and the sound was loud and shrill. The emperor became so sad that he became ill and couldn't get out of bed.When he heard about the emperor, the nightingale knew he had to go back to the palace.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 replacement 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 replace, 取代这个动词，所以Replacement 在这里是指替代的人或事物，是一个可数名词。例如 The manager resigned last month and the company is looking for a replacement. 经理上个月辞职了，公司正在找接替他的人手。Replacement 也可以指更换或替补，这个时候就是不可数名词。例如 The replacement of the old building's windows really changed its appearance.这栋老建筑的窗户更换后让整栋的外观焕然一新。最后我们看的是 shrill 这个形容词， shrill 是指尖锐的或刺耳的，例如 shrill cries and shouting broke the silence of the night， 尖锐的哭声及吼叫声震醒了这个宁静的夜晚。 shrill 也指尖酸刻薄的，例如 the shrill criticism of the press didn't stop the governor from enacting the new policy，新闻界尖锐的批评并没有让州长停止启动这个新的政策。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, well, this nightingale is in a cage and he is playing dead. He's pretending to be dead. And in this section, we've just read that when the servant came to open the cage, the nightingale flew out of the cage. He continued flying all the way back to the woods. And I can't blame him, Rebecca. I mean, if I were in his situation, if I were in his shoes, I would do the same thing. I would probably play dead until I saw the opportunity to escape.
Mm-hmm. Very smart bird, I would have to say. Well, let's continue on to see what happens with this very exciting fairy tale. The emperor missed the singing and demanded a replacement. So, craftsmen made a toy bird. That is such a brilliant idea. You want a real bird, but you can't get the real bird, so just make a toy bird.
Yeah, but Rebecca...
But it wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same.
Is that what you were trying to say?
It's right there.
Oh, yes. But it wasn't the same. Yep, I see it.
Yeah, it wasn't the same.
So what does it mean if something wasn't the same?
Okay, well, this is a good phrase to know. This means that it's not the same as you're used to, or it's not at the standard that you would like. You're used to one thing, and you taste or do or experience something else, and it's just not the same. You don't have to explain how it's not the same. You can just say, you know, it's okay, but it's not the same.
For example, I tried making the bread without butter. Mm-hmm. Usually it has butter, but this time I wanted to make it without butter. But it wasn't the same.
Okay.
And that is how the emperor felt about this toy bird.
Exactly. And so the emperor, of course, he got really sad and he became ill. And we could even say he was bedridden because he was on his bed and he couldn't get out of bed.
Mm-hmm. And this is a great word for you all to know. Here's another way that you can use this word. My grandma is 105 years old and she is bedridden.
Okay, so yeah, often if someone is really old and they can't walk anymore, they might be confined to their bed. They are bedridden. Or if someone is really sick or depressed and they can't do anything, they have to stay in bed, you could use this word. They are bedridden. Well, friends, right now it's time for us to do something a little bit different. Let's go see what's happening with the SC Challenge. Yes!
Not really that different.
Okay, for today's SC Challenge, can you please tell us your name?
My name is Rex.
Okay, Rex. And Rex is in our music department here at Studio Classroom. Now, Rex is a very talented guy, and if you're going to do something, well, sometimes you feel better when you're free to do it, right? Now, Rex, when do you feel most free? Like, you're a very talented individual. Now, when do you feel most free to do what you're doing?
Wow. That's an easy question, but a big question, too. Because I remember when I was in school, my professor told me that, you know, the Russian musician Igor Stravinsky, he once said that the more, when I write music, the more limitation I have, the freer I am.
Oh, wait, so what you mean is that if there are good rules in place, then you will be more free to do what you do?
Yes. People sometimes equate rules to restrictions and, you know, opposite of freedom. But then I think rules are there for a reason, to make us freer, to guide us in a certain direction. So sometimes when we don't have any guidelines, when we're totally free, sometimes we don't know what to do. And so we're not free, in a sense, when we're totally free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a new way to think about rules, friends. Sometimes we don't think about it like that, but that's a good reminder for me, Rex.
That's right. So, Rex, what specific skill do you have that you would like to use to bless other people?
I kind of know how to sing.
Oh, you only kind of know how to sing?
He's being modest, friends. He's an amazing singer. Okay, continue.
Well, sometimes people think about music and singing as something that's entertaining and extra, but then I think music and singing can be used in big ways. And sometimes musicians write songs for their country, and just a single song or a single piece of music can really lift the spirit of an entire nation.
Mm-hmm.
So that could change the course of history. So small things like music and singing, it can be small, but it can be really, really important and big.
So specifically, how would you like to use your singing to bless people?
Well, like last night, when I was trying to sing my little boy to sleep, I thought, you know, besides reading and just, you know, talking to him, I can sing a song to him, and he'll remember it. It's something easy, you know, lullaby, but that's something he will remember for the rest of his life if I do it every day.
You know, I thought you were going to say last night when I was singing in front of lots of people in a concert, but actually you said last night when I was singing my little boy to sleep, and that is also a good reminder not to forget the people closest to you, friends. Remember to bless the people that are closest to you. Don't just think about how you can make it big in the world. Well, Rex, thank you so much for your time, and friends, we'll see you next time right here on the SC Challenge.
The king wanted the nightingale to sing for him in the palace, and the nightingale agreed.
La 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 la, tweet tweet tweet, oh, everyone was charmed by my beautiful song.
Oh yes, it was a lovely concert.
I know, and now, I said, I must return home.
Oh, but the emperor said no. You cannot go.
What?
You must stay here and be my court singer.
What?
So, I caught the nightingale and put him in a cage.
But I refused to sing or eat. I laid down on the bottom of the cage and pretended to be dead.
A servant opened the door to check on him.
And I flew out of the cage and went back to my home in the woods.
But the emperor missed the bird singing. He demanded a replacement.
A replacement?
Yes. So the craftsman made a toy bird.
But it wasn't the same. The sound was loud and shrill.
The emperor became sad. He became ill, and he couldn't get out of bed.
Oh, when I heard about the emperor, I knew I had to go back to the palace.
That's very kind of you.
I know. I'm a nice bird.
So what do you think this little bird is going to do? Do you think he's going to go back to the emperor?
I think we're going to have to find out next time, Rebecca.
Oh, yes. Of course. So, friends, make sure you join us tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.